Will racist, prejudiced, or hypocritical people go to heaven? Gosh, I sure hope so, because I am certainly not what would be called a racist or one that says, oh, I'm a person of prejudice or I'm a hypocrite. I would pray my life that those words would never be used to describe me. And I think of myself as none. But you know there's got to be issues of my heart that have to include, to some degree, those things. And I say this, people who go to heaven, I'll put it this way. I had a man who asked me a question in one of our forums. This has been a few years ago. And we were in here, and he was sitting about in the corner over there, and I'd say he's in his mid-50s. And he got up and he said, are you telling me that my dad, who had to have been the most wonderful human being that I've ever met in my life. I mean, I'm telling you, this guy, he was something else. He just died just a few months ago. And if he were here today and listening to you, he'd say, I am not a Christian. So he would agree he was not a Christian. Now, are you telling me that today he's perishing in hell forever? And at the same time, if there were a person who is a child molester, a murderer, whatever, and this person becomes a real Christian, I mean, not just says he is, but what you think Christianity really became a Christian an hour before his execution, are you telling me that that guy would be in heaven and my dad would be perishing? Is that what you're telling me? Well, I happen to have a father who, I'm not judging his heart, I'm just saying from the observation I made, would not be a Christian. He's passed away. And I was able to relate. He had just died, you know, not too long before. I said, I live with that anguish and understanding of that. I know that. But I do want you to know this. My job is to say this is what Christianity, and we have to make our judgment on it. But know this. If you think that it's because your dad was good that he should be in heaven, or you think this man was bad so he shouldn't be, think of the man on the cross next to Jesus. He was a thief. He was one of the worst of the scoundrels of the day in the Roman world. And Jesus looks over to him when his heart changes and he says, today you'll be with me in paradise. So I said, the main thing to understand is, hey, we're all that same condition. It's not that, oh, some people are these people, they shouldn't. Do you know how hypocritical that is to think, and people who say, oh, I'll go to heaven. Why? Oh, I think I'm good enough. Should these people go to heaven? No, they're not good enough. Let me tell you, we got a bad view of ourselves because we don't understand just how bad all of our hearts are, right? Who's gone without lying? Yeah, put it this way. Have you ever lied before? Yeah, I have. Have you ever stolen anything? A pencil, pen? Have you ever stolen anything? Yeah. All right, we already know that you're a liar and a thief. Let's keep going. Have you ever had lust for somebody that of the opposite sex or lust of the same sex? Have you had any lust for somebody else? And yeah, okay, you're an adulterer. You know, if you're married, if you're single, then you're a fornicator right there. Because Jesus said, oh no, if you lust in your heart, it's the same as in life. You've already committed adultery. If you lust for another woman, you're married. What? So we're all those things. Remember this? Some smell a lot worse than others, but all are dead. Don't forget that. So these people, well, they stink, but I'm still dead outside of what Jesus does. So that's just a way to understand that.